Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking to expand or move your company? Look no further than Ohio. With a talented workforce for in-demand industries like tech, healthcare, engineering, manufacturing, and more, you can staff up and scale for growth. Ohio's central location and reliable infrastructure will help you impress your customers, while Ohio's affordable cost of living and quality of life will excite your employees. Why survive somewhere else when your business can thrive in Ohio? Visit successinohio.com today.
Welcome to No Filler, the music podcast dedicated to sharing the often overlooked hidden gems that fill the space between the singles on our favorite records. My name is Quentin. I've got my brother Travis with me as always, and it is Halloween night, and I'm kind of spooked. How about you, dude?
Look, man, when you told me to meet you at a graveyard, I had no idea that we were going to be recording an episode. What are we doing out here?
Look, just don't ask questions. Here, just take this fucking shovel, dude. I'll explain later, okay?
If we're not digging for tunes, I don't know what we're doing out here.
Shh, dude. Did you fucking hear that?
No, I
didn't.
Did
you hear that, dude?
What, dude, what?
Nothing, just don't worry about it. I think it's all in my head.
Okay.
Look, okay, so it's Halloween night. We're talking about The Undoing of David Wright.
Yes.
This was like a, I don't know what to classify them under. They were like a punk rock, like disco punk band from Denton, Texas. They were very short-lived.
I think it's safe to say this is the most obscure band that we've talked about on No Filler. Would you agree?
That's exactly right. Because the only way I was able to get these songs again was by buying the CD from Amazon. Because you can't find these songs online. You can find one of the songs because they did a music video for it. But if you want to hear this album, you have to buy a CD. That's the only way to hear this album.
So it was never pressed. You can't find it on Spotify.
You can't,
there's no,
dude, you can't,
MySpace,
you can't stream
anymore.
It. You can't stream it online. You have to own a CD. And I'll explain why we're here in a second. First,
just tell me where to start digging, okay?
Shut up. Okay. So
shut the fuck up, dude. They're gonna fucking hear us.
Okay, so this album came out in 2005. It's called We Dig With Fingers Crossed. The song that we introed us in with was the title track on the record. This album tells a story, and it's about two dudes from fucking Edinburgh, Scotland, circa early 1800s. We're talking William Burke and William Hare.
Are these based on real people?
Yeah.
Okay.
These are grave robbers, body snatchers, if you will. These guys basically provided bodies for this guy named Robert Knox, who was a professor who needed bodies for his cadaver work. because there was a shortage of legal dead bodies for use as cadavers in the early 1800s in Europe. And these guys realized, oh my God, we can make some money doing this. So
is this for like science testing and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was a lodger at William Hare's house, someone that was living there at the time, who died. They turned to a carpenter to provide a coffin for the burial. And then they paid him. After he left, they opened the coffin and removed the body. And they filled the coffin with bark so that it would be the right weight. And then they resealed it. And then they went to Knox with this body. And he was like, oh yeah, dude, this is perfect. And then they got paid $800. And they did this 16 times before they got caught, dude. So, anyways, I don't know about you, but this was a terrible idea. Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's just play first track. I'm going to play a little bit more of that song that we played, that we introed us in. This is the title track off the record. It's called We Dig With Fingers Crossed. Let's get the fuck out of here, dude. I feel a little bit better. We're back home. I'm not spooked anymore. At least
yeah.
Right.
Let's now that we're out, we're safe. I mean, you handed me a shovel and you told me to start digging.
Look, man, I just thought we could make a quick buck on Halloween. Okay.
I see. So we were trying to sell a dead body.
I didn't say that.
You're just
hanging out at a graveyard.
Here we go. So undoing a David Wright.
Yes.
I remember when you showed me these guys, and this was back way back in the day. And I probably thought you were nuts, man.
this is about the time that I started straightening my hair
yeah.
and combing it off to the side to where it covered my right
yes,
eye.
Yes, you were doing like a half emo thing. Like you weren't full emo, but you went like
okay,
partially.
That's besides the point.
But look, man. Whenever I like reflect back and like listen to it later on, like man, these guys yeah. were. I'm a sucker for that guitar player, dude. He's got some really
and the
cool
and the bass player too, man.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about these guys.
Okay.
Okay. So this was Denton, Texas, early 2000s. So Denton, Texas. Is home of the University of North Texas, right? That's what it's called, the UNT. Our buddy Josh, who was the third part in our music blog that we ran for a while, he went to UNT, and he's the one who got me into these guys because he went to school with these dudes. Like, he knows these guys.
Wait, who did? Josh?
Josh, yeah. Oh, wow. He knows these dudes.
Okay.
So it's three guys, and they've all got stage names. It's Liz Lars Larson, who is the lead singer and songwriter. He programs all the drum machine parts, and he also provides synth keyboard as well. You've got Shane English on bass, and he is a fucking beast on the bass, dude. And then you've got Aaron A-Train Marshall on guitar. Three dudes.
And they sort of dressed in, like, in drag, in, like, trash bags. They wore, like, trash bags, right?
They wore makeup, and they literally, all of their outfits were made of black, you know, garbage bags.
Yeah.
And they would tape it around their bodies to where it would be, you know, clothes with fucking masking tape, dude.
So you could say they're kind of like, you know, they're in the shock rock vein.
They are Rocky Horror Picture Show, Ziggy Stardust, you know?
Like, and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shock rock, right?
Sure, shock rock. Yeah. So I tried to look up, like, articles from, like, local zines and, you know, newspaper articles from around Denton with these guys. They're described as postmodern electro punk.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely put them under more punk than metal, you know?
Absolutely. I would even put them under the, like, art rock, like, art punk, because they have another album after this one that's just straight up, like, if you don't watch the music videos that they made to go along with this album, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
These guys were, like, straight up art nerds. Like, you know,
they went to UNT, like, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, UNT is known for being sort of a music school, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this album, again, it's called We Dig With Fingers Crossed. It came out in 2005. It is a concept album. It tells the story of these two dudes, William Burke and William Hare. And they made money off of corpses that they dug up and provided to this professor named Robert Knox, because Europe had, like, a shortage of, like, legal cadavers to use in their studies on human anatomy.
You know what, so, man? We all got to make a living somehow, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So anyways, I didn't realize that about this album. Like, I've been listening to this album for years. I just recently repurchased the CD because it had been probably close to 10 years since I heard this album, and I missed it so much. And when I found out that I couldn't easily listen to it online, I searched for it online and I found a used CD of it and I bought it. I didn't realize that this told a specific story. So that makes it that much more cool. So what we're going to do for our next song here is we're going to fade out from the end of We Dig With Fingers Crossed, and we're going to fade into the next song on the album called Cold Meals and Warm Whiskies. And fair warning, I suggest you turn down the volume on your earbuds or however it is you're listening to this, because Cold Meals and Warm Whiskies is just right off the bat. It's just fucking loud and intense. So,
yeah, you sent me this song a couple weeks back and said, hey, man, check this out.
Dude.
And you didn't warn me. And, my ears were ringing for the next, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, okay, fair warning. Yeah. All right. So, here is our next take on We Dig With Fingers Crossed.
Professor at the university met our midnight knocking with a distaste we found unmistakable, but the need was simple. Freshly dug corpses were the only dissection subjects available. The body and soul lies and people in the sewer is concerned. That's how cold. Cold meal, the warm whiskey in there. Never have one more than let's say. Yeah.
Dude, I love that little a little segue in the middle, you know, where they're sort of singing in harmony there, and then it goes right back in. That's cool. I was well executed.
Dude, this album's catchy as fuck, even with a song like this, dude.
And I will say, dude, couldn't have picked a better album to do a bonus episode on Halloween night.
Happy Halloween, dude. So the lyrics here, I'm going to jump to the second verse. He says, "He was old, helpless, and passed out cold. Murder is so easy when you're drunk and bold. So we'll sell the body. He'll never be missed. No one cares in a city like this." So that's what these guys did, man. Like, they went on a murder spree and just killed people that they felt like no one would notice when they were gone. And then they sold the bodies to Robert Knox for studies for like human anatomy. That's crazy to me, dude. What a fucking story.
Yeah, that's ripped right out of the pages of Shel Silverstein, dude.
Shel Silverstein?
I mean, hold on a second. Shel Silverstein. I meant to say Mary Shelley.
Who's
the,
that?
The author of Frankenstein, man. What are you?
Oh, okay. Straight up, dude.
Shel Silverstein is the person who wrote
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, dude. He was that whimsical poet that would never write something like this.
That's right. All right. So we got more tunes to play?
We got one more tune, and we have a song to play us out. But I just wanted to kind of showcase the talent with these three guys. So I'm going to jump down to track 4. This song is called Slap Dash Street Trash.
Guitar player, he learned how to start finger tapping, and he never stopped. But he does it well. He executes it well. Like, he does a good job with it. That's his go-to, you know.
Aaron Marshall and Shane English, dude, the guitar player and the bass, fucking just bring the goods, bro.
What do we know about what became of these guys? Like, did they start other projects?
I don't know what they're doing now, dude. I don't know what they're doing now. But yeah, this is just one of those albums, man. Like, for me, it's just, I just feel lucky that I even know that it exists, man.
Yeah, it's just one of those like hidden gems, you know? So you, did you buy it used on Amazon?
Yes, I bought it used on Amazon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, it doesn't exist unless you own the CD.
Well, yeah, you had to have been in Denton in that time period.
Exactly. That's,
think about getting it.
Let's just say this right now, and I'm not tooting horns. This is a No Filler exclusive.
That's probably safe to say.
I mean,
we might be the first podcast to ever play this music, and maybe there's a reason for that.
Dude, I'm gonna say that with confidence. There's no other music podcast right now that is playing The Undoing of David Wright, guaranteed.
Yeah, you're right. Otherwise, it'd show up in Google somewhere.
Somewhere. All right. Anyways.
Dude, do you think The Undoing of David Wright guys, they subscribe to like Google alerts, and when this goes live, they're gonna be like, "Holy fucking shit,
dude! They're
talking about us.
I hope so.
Somebody found us again. You think that's gonna happen?
I hope so.
Dude, there's some sweet-ass pictures of these guys if you Google.
I know, man. We're going to post a ton of photos of these guys on our website.
They were trying to bring back like that 80s glam punk, goth punk kind of look.
I'm telling you, man, the best way to describe it, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Ziggy Stardust. All right, so let's wrap it up, dude. It's Halloween night. I got candy to give out.
I got treats and tricks to do.
Exactly. I'm going to fade us out with another song from this album. This is one of my favorites from the record. And that's it, dude. Happy Halloween.
Hey, man. This concludes our month of metal.
Hell yeah. Dude, it's been enlightening. I've enjoyed it, dude. We'll be shouting at you again next week with another full-length episode. This song by The Undoing of David Wright is called The Sign of the Disco, and that's going to wrap us up on this day of Hallows.
On this spooktacular episode.
Yeah. And did you hear that? I'm just kidding.
All right.
All right, so my name is Quentin.
My name is Travis.
And y'all take care. Happy Halloween.
Welcome to Woodstock Nation. Your host, Marla Davies.
Hey, it's Marla Davies. Welcome to Woodstock Nation, celebrating the revolution, evolution, and life-changing magic of music festivals from Woodstock to today. Each week, I bring you interviews, recollections, and stories from musicians, concert promoters, influencers, music lovers, and festival goers about their love of music, the magic of music festivals, and the power that music has that keeps bringing people out to celebrate together as a tribe. Since Woodstock, there have been so many festivals, and it'd be hard fought to find somebody who hasn't been to one. Coachella, Bonnaroo, Outside Lands, Lockin', Lollapalooza, The Warped Tour, Bottle Rock, Cali Roots, Day on the Green, Live Aid, the US Festival, and Woodstock. What all these festivals have in common are the people who come out with one mission: to let go, have a good time, join together, make memories, and listen to music and dance. That's the magic of music festivals. We've interviewed original Woodstock artists, musicians, and festival goers, and are looking forward to connecting with more people who resonate with the vibe. If you've ever enjoyed yourself at a music festival, you'll love Woodstock Nation. Check out Woodstock Nation on the Pantheon Podcast Network and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm Marla Davies for Woodstock Nation. Peace.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.